Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Michael Connolly is here, ladies and gentlemen. Michael is a U.S. Army veteran. He's an author. He works with the United States Justice Foundation. He's a retired attorney. He teaches constitutional law, so he's got some cred, folks. He's got some credentials that I certainly admire, especially the time he spent in uniform. And he's here to talk to us about something that I am very, very much concerned about. And if you're not already, when you hear what Michael has to say, you'll be concerned about too. Michael Connolly, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Jim. Glad to be here.
Good to have you here. Michael, tell the audience what you just told me about the participation of the U.S. military overseas in the 2010 election.
Well, in 2010, in the election, only approximately 30% of the ballots cast by members of the military were counted by the various states.
That's and why is that? Now we all know, to be fair, Michael, if absentee ballots or maybe military ballots, if the election is such that the number that they have on hand won't change the election, they don't go to the trouble to count them, right? We know about that. That's a practical thing. But that's not what you're talking about, is it?
No, I'm not talking about that. There is a federal law that was passed to help facilitate voting by the military, particularly those overseas. And the idea was that the states were required by federal law to send out the ballots well in advance, the absentee ballots well in advance of the election. In 2010, Eric Holder told the states, particularly some of the blue states, that they didn't have to do that, that they weren't going to enforce the law, that they didn't have to send out the ballots
in time. You have a record of the Attorney General of the United States, Eric Holder, saying that to the states.
Well, it was said by his representatives in a meeting in Washington, D.C., to the secretaries of state of various states. And this was widely reported in 2010. Now, this year, we understand he's doing the same thing, but it's gotten worse because another law was passed requiring the federal government to enforce putting up voter assistance offices at all the military bases around the world, except those in combat zones. As of right now, out of 225 bases that are supposed to have these, or 229, I should say, they're supposed to have these voter assistance offices. Only 116 have been opened, and they do not plan to open the other 113. I am right now working with the U.S. Justice Foundation on preparing a lawsuit, and they lured me out of retirement. I'm coming back into the battle. Working on a lawsuit to try to force them to open these prior to the election, because right now we have a situation where 90% of the ballots cast by civilians overseas are counted, but only 30% of those cast by the military. This is not.
Talking about participation. We're not talking about 30% of the overseas members voted. We're talking about of actual ballots cast. Only 30% were counted.
That's correct. And this is horrible. I mean, this is unbelievable. I have two sons in the military. You have a son in the military. I mean, these are the people that are out there risking their lives, in some cases sacrificing their lives, protecting our right to vote, and they are not being allowed to vote. And the reason is that the vast majority of the people in the military usually vote for the conservative candidate. Obama knows this. Eric Holder knows this. So they are basically going to try to keep these young men and women from being able to cast ballots in this upcoming election. And they're doing it deliberately.
You believe that there's a concerted effort by the Obama administration, especially through the Attorney General's office, to block the voting of the U.S. military?
There's no question in my mind. Look what happened in Ohio. The Obama campaign and the Ohio Democratic Party filed suit to try to block a state law that was put in place because Ohio allowed basically early voting up to the day before the election. You could come in and vote for 2 weeks. And then that became unwieldy. They were having trouble keeping up with the voting, counting the voting. So they basically pushed it back 3 days, except for the military. Because of the volatility of military personnel and the situation they're in, where they are being transferred back and forth and overseas and this sort of thing, they were given up to the day before the election. This was something that was done simply to help out the military. The Obama campaign filed suit to block that.
To block those extra days for the military.
For the military, exactly.
Now, folks, this is recent. I didn't know about the 2010 30% of military votes being used. I didn't know about that. I'm not sure how widely reported that was. But this thing in Ohio that Mike's talking about is recent. It's actually ongoing right now, and it is in the news. This isn't some revelation, folks. This is in the news right now. Blatantly, openly, the Obama administration is trying to block the military from having the extra days to get their votes in.
Exactly. And, right, Mike? You know, this is unbelievable to me, but it's part of the pattern. I mean, we're looking at a situation where the President of the United States seems to feel that he has a divine right to be president, and he and his campaign are going to do whatever is necessary to try to reelect him. I mean, look at back in 2010, some of the things that went on in 2008 as far as voter fraud. The entire Dallas Cowboys football team was registered to vote in Nevada. You had Mickey Mouse and Pluto and Donald Duck being registered to vote. Voter fraud was rampant, but the situation with the military, to me, is the most appalling. Because, again, these are our people. These are the people who are out there fighting for us, protecting our rights, and the Obama administration looks at them as expendable when it comes to their voting rights. And the Army Times has been talking about this, and they are very, very concerned. So are the other branches of the military. Because
this is something that every time President Obama lands anywhere near a reporter, they should be asking him about this question. If it were any other president, they should be asking them that. Republican or Democrat, I'd be saying the same thing, regardless of who's in the White House. If this is going on in any administration, I'd be saying we need to be asking this person, why are you doing this? What is the purpose of this? Or are you doing this? Do you deny that you're doing this? And see what happens. We've got to do this, folks. Michael Connelly and I will be right back after these messages. I want to ask Mike about the lawsuits he's filing and what does he hope to accomplish, and does he have time to get it done?
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.